shall open the meeting and just advise everyone that the meeting is digitally recorded and that your presence at the meeting is presumed that you can present that to be the case. Welcome to our visitors to the meeting today. And we'll move through into... So we have apology or a leave of absence from Councillor Lawler and apologies from the Manager of Works, Steve Vincent.
And apologies from Stephen DeVere.
And apologies from Stephen DeVere, the Manager of Planning and Development, who has been called away because his mother is not so great currently. So are there any applications of leave of absence for the next meeting, for the May meeting, Council? Are there any declarations of interest for this meeting? We didn't have any public questions at the last meeting, so there's no response required to those. We do have two visitors. We open up for public question time. I believe both of our visitors are here to observe the meeting. Is that correct?
Yep, no questions.
We don't have any condolences at this stage for this meeting.
No.
So we're moving to item 7, which is the confirmation of the minutes of the last meeting, which was held on the 20th of March 2026. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the office recommendation, Councillor Sattler, Councillor Martin? Are there any matters arising from that meeting? Everyone in favour?
Yep.
6-0. Just give me two ticks here. I've got my own thing out here. Okay, I'll put some pieces in. Well, I just have to ring it because I didn't read it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Thank you to the Deputy Shire President. Okay, so moving on. So everyone was in favour of that item, 7.1. So moving on to 7.2 on page 6. Which is the minutes of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on the 24th of March 2026. Can I have a mover and a seconder from the meeting, please, that those minutes be received? Councillor Maxwell, seconder Councillor Shaw. Are there any matters arising or questions from that meeting, Council? Everyone in favour of receiving? Thank you, 6-0. So we go to item 7.3, which is on page 12. The agenda. Which is the minutes of the Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting held on the 24th of March 2026. And can I have a mover and a seconder that those minutes be received, please? Councillor Martin, second Councillor Shaw. Are there any matters arising? My only comment in regard to those minutes was around the request from the FCO at the meeting in regard to perhaps looking at some fines for people who are doing the wrong thing with their burning. Some of the council to consider coming forward. So everyone in favour of receiving those minutes? Thank you. So we go to technical services, which is on page 16, and we do not have any items there. So we move to page 17, which is the planning items. Manager of Planning and Development isn't here today, but so we'll move this to the CEO if there's any questions. So 9.1 is development application for an outbuilding at 88 Brooklyn Street, Beverley. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, Councillor Sattler, Councillor Brown? Are there any questions from Council in regard to this planning item? Appears to be straightforward and there's been a recommendation for approval. So if there's no questions or any further information, that the officer's recommendation that planning approval be granted for that outbuilding at that location, subject to the conditions and advice notes included in the agenda item. Is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? Well, thank you, 6-0. We move to item 9.2, which is on page 28. item 9.2 is subdivision application for 88 Bremner Road, or Lot 3 Bremner Road. And the officer's recommendation for that is on page 30. The officer's recommendation being that council resolved to recommend to the WAPC that that application be supported, subject to the conditions and advice notes included in the officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover and a seconder for that, please? Councillor Martin, seconder Councillor Brown. Are there any questions or any further information to be provided to
all of the council? This goes back quite some time, this subdivision along the back there, doesn't it?
Correct.
It dates back to when the road wasn't even the road, really.
That's correct.
All of those things have, all those caveats have been met now, so we can go ahead as the 2035. We're not going to have a problem with anything else.
No, I don't believe so. No, Stephen said it's pretty well straightforward, and all the conditions and advice notes are.
The one thing that I don't understand, and it was mentioned there, was the bushfire proneness.
There's no requirement.
So that has been taken off there, because it was back a while.
Yeah, historically.
Yeah. So that's been removed on there too now?
Yeah.
And the road's been bitumised now as part of the council's policy of bitumising all the town, town roads, which was an issue previously as well. Are there any other questions? Thanks for that, Councillor Brown. So is everyone in favour of endorsing the officer's recommendation? Thank you, 6-0. So item 39 is building and environment. Item 10 on page 39, is that what I said? And we don't have any items under that section. So we move to item 11 on page 40, finance. So 11.1 is the monthly financial report. And that is the recommendation for those on page 41. The office's recommendation being that the monthly financial report for the month of March 2026 be accepted, the material variance is noted. Can I have a mover and a seconder for that?
Yep.
Councillor Sattler, Councillor Brown. Are there any questions to the Deputy CEO? Is there anyone in favour of endorsing the office's recommendation? Thank you, 6-0. So now we move to page 48, item 11.2. Are the accounts paid by authority, and the officer's recommendation is on page 50. The officer's recommendation is that the list of accounts as presented be received. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please, of the officer's recommendation? Councillor Maxwell, seconder Councillor Shaw. Are there any questions in regard to the list of accounts that have been paid? Councillor Brown?
Only one. The Panther Professional 1800, the mower blades, is that our Verdi mower?
Which page is that on, Councillor Brown?
51. Payment 12220.
From T-Quip?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's the
Birdie. That's the Birdie mower, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that explains it. It's, thank you.
What was the issue with the contract review? The swimming pool.
What was the issue?
Yeah, why was there a contract review? Was there an issue? Or?
That that's when we were looking at liquidated damages, which we discussed at a previous meeting. So is that in regards to legal fees?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what that relates to.
So all the all the contract and all the issues with the contractors for the swimming pool project, that's all been resolved and completed now?
Yeah, we've got one more payment once the electrical upgrade's been completed. Western Power's in town at the moment doing that.
Currently underway?
Currently underway.
Oh, very good.
So they've got to run the upgraded line, and then the spark is out to connect into it. So yeah, that's happening as we speak.
Well, it is very good that they've finally got here. And it's very good that we're able to open the pool in the meantime.
We weren't too sure if it was going to be able to cope with the existing supply.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out probably worked okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
But with the upgrade now, that's looking at the future as well for the future development of the new building.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be plenty of capacity there.
Mm-hmm.
For the new development.
Yeah, very good. Any more questions, Council? Just as an aside, in regard to the swimming pool, did we get some good use over Easter by having it open those extra days?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, mm-hmm. more reports. Yeah, we had quite a big contingent of Yorkies coming over as well.
Excellent.
Well, okay, so, yeah, it's good. And just the opening, so when we opened, we had 240-degree days in a row, which was pretty handy, so I think there were quite hundreds of people going through, so, mm-hmm. yeah, worked out well.
Excellent. Any more questions, Council? Is everyone in favour of endorsing the officer's recommendation? Thank you, 6-0. So now we move to administration. So 12.1 is on page 59. Item 12.1 is the appointment of Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee independent presiding member, and the officer's recommendation is on page 60. The officer's recommendation is that Council appoint Katrina Creek as the independent presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee until the 31st of October 2027. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Martin, Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions or further information for Council? Everyone in favour? Thank you, 6-0. That has been an interesting challenge to try and cover that role.
Release that job that I've got.
That means, Councillor Sattler, that you are just a committee member now. Lost a job. I know you are very devastated about that. We'll have to have a chat with the Minister. That's bringing us pretty well close to the end of the meeting. Where are we? So, item 13, which is the elected member motions, where the notice has been given, we do not have any. We do not have any confidential items for this meeting, which is item 14. Item 15, late items. There's no late items presented by the show officers I'm aware of, and in item 16 there's new business arising by order of the meeting, and there is no business that I'm aware of. So that being the end of our meeting, I would like to thank everyone for their attendance, thank you to our visitors, and I shall close the meeting. Thank you.